everybody, this is Mary, and today, which is, I believe, the 27th of August, I have gotten the new beta version of Jaws 10, and just before getting it, I listened to the FS Cast podcast from Freedom Scientific, which they did this week, which focused on most of the new features of Jaws 10, most of the major ones. And there are two features that stand out for me, and I think they're really kind of neat, and I thought I'd do a podcast about them. The first one is actually quite easy to explain. The second one's going to be kind of hard. The first one is auto forms mode, and this is really kind of neat. In Jaws, we've always had to push enter to get into forms mode if we're on a form and we need to fill something out. And with automatic forms mode, you don't have to do that. Let me go to the Freedom Scientific site. I already have one instance of Internet Explorer up, but I'm going to bring up a new one. And I'm going to go
Internet Explorer. Windows Internet Explorer.
And I'm going to type the Freedom Scientific site. I'm going to open.
Open dialog. Type the Internet address of a document
okay.
or folder.
And I'm going to go to Freedom Scientific. I don't have it in my favorites list, but I probably should, and I don't. Okay, press enter.
Address edit combo. About blank. Zero items. Freedom Scientific products for the visually impaired.
Okay, now, what I'm going to do is just down arrow to give you a feel for how this works. They will be going into more detail about this as they release the What's New in Jaws 10. But this is just to show you how it works. Now, if you navigate with F for forms and you land in a form field, it will not turn forms mode on. That's the default. However, if you tab around or arrow around, you're going to hear a little sound. The higher pitch sound is turning it on, the lower pitch sound is turning it off. So I'm just going to arrow down here.
Blend, blink change page for low vision.
And we're supposed to hit a search field.
Blend, same page link, skip the main content. Blend, search.
Okay, now here it comes.
Edit.
There. There was a pop noise. Now I'm in here, and if I want to, I could actually sit here without doing another thing and type the name of something that I want to search for. But I don't want to do that, so I'm going to go down.
Go button.
And we're out of the form field and onto the go button. So isn't that cool? I mean, that's just the neatest thing. I'm going to do a shift tab to see if we'll get back into that field.
Search edit.
And sure enough, I'm going to tab to get out.
Go button.
We're on the go button. That's the coolest thing in the world. You can turn this on and off. There's a way you can do it. I believe it's insert V. And you poke around in there and you can change stuff. You can either turn the sound off and change it back to forms mode on and forms mode off. Or you can turn off this whole thing and just do things the way that you did them before. By pressing enter on forms mode and then pressing the plus key to get out of it, in case you've got the habit of pressing enter on a form field and you just can't break the habit. But if you can get used to doing this, it's just going to be really cool. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going to be doing it later today. So that's the forms stuff that I wanted to tell you about. Now, the other thing is going to be challenging to talk about. I'm going to get out of here. And the new concept, and this is really new, so it's going to be kind of hard to try to figure out where to start with this. You know how the way things worked in Jaws previous versions, where if you wanted to fool around with changing voices, not so much changing voices, but changing the turning speech on and off and changing whether you use Sappy 5 or Sappy 4 or Eloquence or whatever. Well, now they've got a whole new concept called voice profiles, and they have added, in addition to Sappy 5, they have added something that is called Real Speak Solo Direct Voices. And what this It is a much more responsive version of some of the nuanced real speak voices. And the reason that it's more responsive is they have got a piece of software that is installed into JAWS. It's a direct access program. And they have gotten some of these voices from Nuance and adapted them so that they are just about as responsive as good old standard eloquence is. And I am sitting on a website that has a list of languages and voices, and for not quite all the voices, but for most of them, you can press enter on a sample for the individual voice and hear it immediately. And then right below that, there's an FTP link where you can download the voice. It comes to your PC as an .exe executable file. And then when you run it, it just puts it where it's supposed to go. And that's just what it does. And this only works for JAWS 10 and above. It's not going to work for JAWS 9. But I've been trying these, and I really am impressed. And I'm trying to talk myself into converting over to Tom or somebody, because I just really like the response of these voices. They're just great. So I'm going to start at the top and keep hitting H for headers, and I'll show you the languages that they've got. And I'll tell you which ones are not available yet. Some of the Asian languages are not. Some of the more exotic European languages are not. But they do have some interesting ones that are out there. So I'm going to go to the top of this.
Real Speak Solo Direct Voices for Freedom Scientific Products.
Okay, and I'm going to hit H.
Real Speak Solo Direct Voices for Freedom Scientific Products Heading Level 1. English Heading Level 2.
And under that they've got
Australian Heading Level 3. British Heading Level 3. Indian Heading Level 3.
Indians, wonderful. Sangeeta. It's just delightful. Some of the British voices are delightful, too. They've got a new one, Serena, who is just lovely. Sound like a lovely middle-aged grandmotherly type. You just want to sit down and have about 4 cups of tea with her some afternoon or something.
United States Heading Level 3.
And the one that I like from there is Tom. And most people have probably heard of Tom. They do have Daniel, English from British voices. And the Australian ones, of course.
Spanish Heading Level 2.
Now, they've got some under this, too. They've got
Brazilian Heading Level 3. Latin American Heading Level 3.
Okay, then we go to
French Heading Level 2.
And we've got
French Canadian Heading Level 3. Basque Heading Level 2.
Basque is a new one, but they don't have it yet. They do have regular French, France voices. So you have a choice there.
Chinese Heading Level 2.
Now these they don't have available yet.
Cantonese Heading Level 3.
And
Mandarin Heading Level 3. Danish Heading Level 2. Dutch Heading Level 2. Flemish Heading Level 3.
That's an unusual one. They do have Flemish.
German Heading Level 2. Greek Heading Level 2. Italian Heading Level 2. Korean Heading Level 2.
They're not available yet either.
Norwegian Heading Level 2. Polish Heading Level 2. Portuguese Heading Level 2.
They do have Brazilian, and they also have just regular Portuguese from Portugal.
Brazilian Heading Level 3, Russian Heading Level 2, Swedish Heading Level 2, Turkish Heading Level 2.
I don't know if the Turkish... No, I don't think the Turkish is available yet.
No more heading.
And that's it. But I've had a lot of fun going through these voices. It's just been really great. Okay, now I'm going to show you what happens when you download one of these files. I need to install some of these, so I'm going to do that, but I'll show you the first one I'm going to put in here. I'm out of the website. You can get to that website, by the way, by going to freedomscientific.com and then looking for the level 2 heading with news. One of the first things you'll see out there is JAWS 10. And once you click on that, it will take you to the JAWS 10 page. And on that page, you will find the list of the sample voices. Actually, it's not, the list is not there, but the link to the list is there. So, okay, I'm going to go to my new file.
Desktop, old Microsoft MP, my computer. my computer. Folder view list view. Not local. Folder view new. Folder view list view.
Okay, and I think most of these voices, the files start with RSD 1.0 point something. And this particular one has a dash, ENU dash Tom dash ENU dot EXE. And I'm putting a lot of these voices into a folder. But I happen to be on Tom right now, and I need to install him. So I'm going to push enter. I'm running JAWS 10, the first version that happens to be a beta version. And it works wonderfully well, as far as I can tell. Anyway, I'm going to push enter on this.
Open file security warning dialog.
Okay, I'm going to tab. I'm going to, I always turn that off.
Files from Freedom Scientific run button. Cancel button.
Okay, I want to run this. Shift tab.
Run button.
And push spacebar.
RealSpeak Solo Direct Dialog. Do you want to install RealSpeak Solo Direct Voice Files? Yes button.
Yes, I do. So I have a router key above the Y and yes. I'm going to push that.
0%. 0% extracting dialog. Cancel button. 44%.
Okay, it's going to take a little while here, but not too long, I hope.
88%. New folder view list view. RSD 1.0.50.101 menu Tom menu. X82517KB. 69 of 93. Please wait dialog. Please wait while your system is configured for RealSpeak Solo Direct. Please wait while your system is configured for RealSpeak Solo Direct. 100%. New folder view list view. RSD 1.0.50.101 menu.
Shows progress.
82517KB. 69 of 93. RealSpeak Solo Direct Tom dialog. Please wait while Windows configures RealSpeak Solo Direct Tom. Progress bar 0%. 4%. Progress bar 0%. 100%. RealSpeak Solo Direct Setup Package Dialog. Setup has made changes that require you to restart your Freedom Scientific product to use the installed feature. OK button.
I'm going to push OK.
New folder view.
Now, I'm still running the old version, but I've got more voices I want to install. And I'm going to put all of them on, and then I'm going to restart JAWS. So let me pause this machine, and I will come back when I'm done. Now, I'm going to show you just quickly about these voice profiles, because this is totally different. There are different ways you can get into this that I've discovered, but the one that they have shown you on the FSCast is, well, it's in the JAWS options, but you can also go to languages and change it there. And let me go through quickly and show you what this is. I'm going to push the Alt key. I'm in JAWS.
Menu bar options.
And I'm going to down arrow.
Menu options menu basics. Voices submenu.
Okay, I'm going to go to the submenu and push right arrow.
Global adjustment.
And this is a global adjustment here. I'm going to push enter.
Menu bar leaving menus. Global voices dialog. Modify default radio button check.
Okay, this is the same. I'm going to tab.
Profile. Profile name. Combo box. Primary default. 1 of 4.
Okay, that I'm going to leave. And I'm going to down arrow.
Eloquence.
Sappy 5.
This is Sappy 5, which we don't need that anymore. Some people still use it.
RealSpeak Solo Direct.
Okay, this is the RealSpeak. This is Daniel. Now, what if I don't want to hear Daniel? I'm going to tab.
Synthesizer. Synthesizer name. Combo box. RealSpeak Solo Direct. 404.
That's fine. I'm going to tab.
Synthesizer language. Combo box. English. 1 of 7. Synthesizer detect Sappy 4 synthesizers. Button.
Some people still use Sappy 4 in some places in the world, but I'm going to go past this here.
Voice. Rate. 50. Voice
tab.
Punctuation. Combo box. None.
1
tab. Of 4. Voice person. Combo box. Daniel United Kingdom. 1 of 4.
Well, I don't want him. I want to see who else we've got here, so I'm going to down arrow.
Serena United Kingdom.
Oh, doesn't she sound lovely?
Sangeeta India.
She's delightful. It's hard to get used to the way she pronounces things, but I might come back to her just to show you.
Tom, United States.
That's Tom. Now I'm going to go back up to Sangeeta. I think she's just great.
Sangeeta, India.
Okay, I'm going to tab.
Voice, volume, 75. Left, right, slider, 72%.
Tab.
Voice, spell rate, change percent. Edit, minus 5. Voice, uppercase pitch, change percent. Edit, 0.
Okay, what she was saying was voice uppercase. See, that's, you have trouble trying to understand her sometimes.
Okay button.
Tab, that's okay. I'm going to push the router button on okay.
Jaws.
Okay, now I'm going to show you how responsive this is. This is just, she's just lovely. Okay, I'm going to go to, what am I going to go to? Why don't I go back to Freedom Scientific site and then just arrow around to show you. Okay, I'm going to push Windows key plus M to get to the desktop.
Desktop, folder view, list view, JAWS 10.0, 9 of 42.
I for Internet Express.
Internet Explorer.
Or Explorer. Enter.
Windows Internet Explorer. Connecting. Edit combo. About, blank, 0 items.
And Control O.
Open dialog. Type the internet address of a document or folder, and Internet Explorer will open it for you. Open, edit combo, 0 items.
Okay, I'm going to type the Freedom Scientific address. Push enter.
Address edit combo, about, blank, 0 items. Freedom Scientific products for the visually impaired. RSS feeds, 6 headings and 40 links. Freedom Scientific products for the visually impaired. Link change page for low vision. Same page link skip to main content. Search. Go button. Link home. Visited link products. Space.
Okay, I'm going to arrow down here just to show you how fast the response is for this. This is just lovely.
Link support. Link with blank. Heading level 1 Freedom Scientific products have helped people. Heading level 1 empowering independence. Freedoms. Link blank. Heading blank. Mission state empire blank. Link blindness blank, link low blank, link learning sys blank, list of 7 items, bullet link download, bullet list 10.
She says bullet.
Blank, subscribe to, link FS cast, JAWST blank, heading level 2 vision awareness seminars, blank, link register for blank, heading level 2 where in the world is freedom, heading level 2 scientific, blank, link conferences
workshops.
They just
workshops. Have a lot of stuff on here.
Blank, heading, list of 5 items, bullet visited link, JAWS 10 public beta release date, 25.08.
There is the public beta notice, and that is, I'll go up to the heading too so you can hear it.
List of 5 items, heading level 2 latest news.
Okay, but I want to go back up to see if I can find that search function.
Freedom Scientific products for the visually impaired.
I'm at the top.
Blank. Link change page for low vision. Blank. Same page link. Blank. Search. Edit.
Ah, there we are.
Go button.
Go button. Go button. I love the way she talks. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, so that is just incredible. I just think she's wonderful, and the responses that you get with this are just amazing. And let me get out of here. And that's about all I was going to show you this time. One thing I wanted to mention, though, is what if you want to turn the speech off? And I have had situations, for example, I've got an editor that I don't like to keep speech on with because it talks too much. So how do you turn the speech off? Well, what you do is you get into the program that you want to turn the speech off in. Let's say that I want to do it in Outlook Express.
JAWS.
And I don't think I have Outlook Express up yet. Let me bring
desktop,
it up.
Folder view list. Open Outlook Express. List view. Outlook Express message list.
Okay. Let's try insert V.
Adjust JAWS options dialog. Tree view. Outlook Express options opened. 3 items.
Okay. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here.
1. Message header fields with message announcement on. 1
I
of 3.
Can't go
Outlook
down to
Express
the bottom.
Options.
I have to arrow down.
0. Outlook Express options closed. 1 of 8. General options opened. General.
I'm closing these as I arrow down, otherwise she'll read too much.
Reading options opened. Reading.
It says reading instead of reading.
Sale options opened.
That was. What was that? Say all. And she says sale.
Editing options opened. Spelling options opened.
I'm closing these.
Braille options opened.
Now, this should be synthesizer.
Synthesizer speech on.
Okay. If you toggle this off by pushing spacebar, it will turn the speech off. I'm going to tab to show you the help for this.
Read-only edit. This option controls whether or not the synthesizer is muted.
Okay, I'm going to tab again.
Expand tree view checkbox checked. Close button. Execute button. Tree view. Synthesizer speech on. 8 of 8.
So what you would want to do is to push spacebar on this. Okay. And I'm tabbing around and it's not doing anything. I'm going to turn it back on. I'm on the synthesizer speech off. I'm going to push spacebar again and it will
synthesizer speech on.
Turn it back on. And if you wanted to execute it, you would do a shift tab.
Execute button.
But we don't want to. We don't want to get out of here.
Close button.
So I'm going to close by pushing the router button above the C.
List view. Outlook Express message list.
And that's how you would turn the speech off in an individual application. This was a question that I had because I remembered times, and I still have times when I have individual applications where I don't want to hear the speech. I just want to read the Braille. So that's how you do it. So you can still do that. And I realize this is totally different from the way that they have done things before, but considering the wonderful response that you get from these different speech items, then it's just really amazing. I want to show you something else here. I'm going to go to the AT&T website, and I do have a Spanish voice on here, and I want to show you that it will actually find Spanish and read it with the Spanish voice.
Desktop.
So let's go
Internet Explorer
to AT&T.
Windows Internet Explorer. Open dialog. Address edit combo. About blank zero items. Wireless DSL internet. Wireless.
Okay, I'm going to arrow
internet.
Down.
Satellite TV services.
And it's going to change voices when it comes to Spanish. It is going to change to the Latin American Spanish voice, Javier.
Blank. List of 8 items. Bullet same page link skip to content. Bullet visited link home. Bullet link about us. Bullet link careers. Bullet link find a store. Bullet link contact us. Bullet link.
Español.
And there he is. Isn't that great? Okay, I'm going to get out of here. Now, it's not going to change if you're not set up for languages like Chinese and some of the more exotic languages that use different types of lettering systems, such as Cyrillic and Arabic and some of the other Asian languages, Korean, Japanese, Chinese. I don't have a setup for that on this PC. This is strictly Roman alphabet, folks. And so that's just the way this PC is set up. But I wanted to show you this because I just think this is absolutely wonderful. They're still going to continue to support Eloquence. However, they are introducing all these new voices, and especially for people in other parts of the world, this is really, really great. And I've had a lot of fun going through and listening to all the languages. I thought Flemish was kind of interesting, and Greek I've not heard spoken very much. And some of the other ones are just real interesting. Now, granted, some of the voices are not as strong as Eloquence is. However, it's a step in the right direction, and these things are free to you. You can just go out to the Freedom Scientific page and grab this stuff. And they only work with Freedom Scientific JAWS or Magic 10 and above. Magic, I don't know what the numbering system is and what their version is right now, but I saw this morning and I said, this is absolutely great stuff. So, I hope you have found this somewhat of interest. I'm going to sign off. I think I've told you all I need to tell you here. Thank you for listening, and if you want to contact me, my email address is Mary Emerson at sbcglobal.net. My comment line number is area code 206-736-7762. Thank you for listening, and bye for this time.